اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم الرحمن الرحيم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم إني أفتتح الثناء بحمدك وأنت مسدد للصواب بمنك، وأيقنت أنك أنت أرحم الراحمين في موضع العفو والرحمة، وأشد المعاقبين في موضع النكال والنقمة، وأعظم المتجبرين في موضع الكبرياء والعظمة. اللهم أذنت لي في دعائك ومسألتك، فاسمع يا سميع مدحتي، وأجب يا رحيم دعوتي، وأقر يا غفور عثرتي. فكم يا إلهي من كربة قد فرجتها، وهموم قد كشفتها، وعثرة قد أقلتها، ورحمة قد نشرتها، وحلقة بلاء قد فككتها. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا، ولم يكن له شريك في الملك، ولم يكن له ولي من الذل، وكبره تكبيرا. الحمد لله بجميع محامده كلها، على جميع نعمه كلها. الحمد لله الذي لا مضاد له في ملكه، ولا منازع له في أمره. الحمد لله الذي لا شريك له في خلقه، ولا شبيه له في عظمته. الحمد لله الفاشي في الخلق أمره وحمده، الظاهر بالكرم مجده، الباسط بالجود يداه، الذي لا تنقص خزائنه ولا تزيده كثرة العطاء إلا جودا وكرما إنه هو العزيز الوهاب. اللهم إني أسألك قليلا من كثير مع حاجة بي إليه عظيمة وغناك عنه قديم وهو عندي كثير وهو عليك سهل يسير. اللهم إن عفوك عن ذنبي وتجاوزك عن خطيئتي وصفحك عن ظلمي وسترك على قبيح عملي وحلمك عن كثير جرمي عندما كان من خطئي وعمدي أطمعني في أن أسألك ما لا أستوجبه منك الذي رزقتني من رحمتك وأريتني من قدرتك وعرفتني من إجابتك فصرت أدعوك آمنا وأسألك مستأنسا لا خائفا ولا وجلا مدلا عليك فيما قصدت فيه إليك. فإن أبطأ عني عتبت بجهلي عليك ولعل الذي أبطأ عني هو خير لي لعلمك بعاقبة الأمور. فلم أرى مولا كريما أصبر على عبد لئيم منك علي. يا ربي إنك تدعوني فأولي عنك وتتحبب إلي فأتبغض إليك وتتودد إلي فلا أقبل منك كأن اليد تطول عليك. فلم يمنعك ذلك من الرحمة لي والإحسان إلي والتفضل علي بجودك وكرمك. فارحم عبدك الجاهل وجد عليه بفضل إحسانك إنك جواد كريم. الحمد لله مالك الملك مجري الفلك مسخر الرياح فالق الإصباح ديان الدين رب العالمين. الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه والحمد لله على عفوه بعد قدرته والحمد لله على طول أناته في غضبه وهو قادر على ما يريد. الحمد لله خالق الخلق باسط الرزق فالق الإصباح ذي الجلال والإكرام والفضل والإنعام الذي بعد فلا يرى وقرب فشهد النجوى تبارك وتعالى. الحمد لله الذي ليس له منازع يعادله ولا شبيه يشاكله ولا ظهير يعاضده قهر بعزته الأعزاء وتواضع لعظمته العظماء فبلغ بقدرته ما يشاء. الحمد لله الذي يجيبني حين أناديه ويستر علي كل عورة وأنا أعصيه ويعظم النعمة علي فلا أجازيه. فكم من موهبة هنيئة قد أعطاني وعظيمة مخوفة قد كفاني، وبهجة مونقة قد أراني، فأثني عليه حامدا وأذكره مسبحا، الحمد لله الذي لا يهتك حجابه ولا يغلق بابه ولا يرد سائله ولا يخيب آمله، الحمد لله الذي يؤمن الخائفين وينجي الصالحين ويرفع المستضعفين ويضع المستكبرين ويهلك ملوكا ويستخلف آخرين، والحمد لله قاصم الجبارين مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين موضع حاجات الطالبين معتمد المؤمنين، الحمد لله الذي من خشيته ترعد السماء وسكانها وترجف الأرض وعمارها وتموج البحار ومن يسبح في غمراتها، الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله، الحمد لله الذي يخلق ولم يخلق ويرزق ولا يرزق ويطعم ولا يطعم ويميت الأحياء ويحيي الموتى وهو حي لا يموت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير، اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وأمينك وصفيك وحبيبك وخيرتك من خلقك وحافظ سرك ومبلغ رسالاتك، أفضل وأحسن وأجمل وأكمل وأزكى وأنمى وأطيب وأطهر وأسنى وأكثر ما صليت وباركت وترحمت وتحننت وسلمت على أحد من عبادك وأنبيائك ورسلك وصفوتك وأهل الكرامة عليك من خلقك، اللهم وصل على علي أمير المؤمنين ووصي رسول رب العالمين عبدك ووليك وأخي رسولك وحجتك على خلقك وآيتك الكبرى والنبأ العظيم، وصل على الصديقة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وصل على سبطي الرحمة وإمامي الهدى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة، وصل على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، حججك على عبادك وأمنائك في بلادك صلاة كثيرة دائمة، اللهم وصل على ولي أمرك القائم المؤمل والعدل المنتظر وحفه بملائكتك المقربين وأيده بروح القدوس يا رب العالمين، اللهم اجعله الداعي إلى كتابك والقائم بدينك واستخلفه في الأرض كما استخلفت الذين من قبله، مكن له دينه الذي ارتضيته له، أبدله من بعد خوفه أمنا، يعبدك لا يشرك بك شيئا، اللهم أعزه وأعزز به وانصره وانتصر به، وانصره نصرا عزيزا، وافتح له فتحا يسيرا، واجعل له من لدنك سلطانا نصيرا. اللهم أظهر به دينك وسنة نبيك حتى لا يستخفي بشيء من الحق مخافة أحد من الخلق. اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله، وتذل بها النفاق وأهله، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فحملنا، وما قصرنا عنه فبلغنا. اللهم المن به شعثنا، واشعب به صدعنا، وارتق به فتقنا، وكثر به قلتنا، وأعزز به ذلتنا، وأغن به عائلنا، واقض به عن مغرمنا، واجبر به فقرنا، وسد به خلتنا، ويسر به عسرنا، وبيض به وجوهنا، وفك به أسرنا، وأنجح به طلبتنا، وأنجز به مواعيدنا، واستجب به دعوتنا، وأعطنا به سؤلنا، وبلغنا به من الدنيا والآخرة أعمالنا، وأعطنا به فوق رغبتنا يا خير المسؤولين وأوسع المعطين. اشف به صدورنا، وأذهب به غيظ قلوبنا، واهدنا به لما اختلف فيه من الحق بإذنك، إنك تهدي من تشاء إلى صراط مستقيم. وانصرنا به على عدوك وعدونا، إله الحق، آمين. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله، وغيبة ولينا، وكثرة عدونا، وقلة عددنا، وشدة الفتن بنا، وتظاهر الزمان علينا. فصل على محمد وآله، وأعنا على ذلك بفتح منك تعجله، وبضر تكشفه، ونصر تعزه، وسلطان حق تظهره، ورحمة منك تجللناها، وعافية منك تلبسناها، رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد، وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening and the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. I'd like to express my condolences on the recent attack on innocent children, innocent believing children, innocent believing girls in Afghanistan. A very sad event. Whoever the perpetrator is has nothing to do with Islam, even if they carry a banner of it, like Daesh. Some have said it has to do with Daesh, and we know that the puppet masters for Daesh are the US above all. And I'm going to repeat this, and I will continue to repeat this over and over. The Saudis mean nothing but the United States of America. They have nothing of themselves. They have no brains. They have no ability. They have nothing except for what the U.S. dictates to them, and they carry out. Separating between the two and blaming it on Saudi and not on the U.S., is an error in understanding, an error in analysis, and it causes further errors. And so if the U.S. is in Afghanistan, and this is happening by the hands of Daesh, that means the U.S. brought them to Afghanistan to begin with. Don't forget that. The U.S. created them in Syria and in Iraq. And when they were being defeated, they transported them to different areas, some of them to their bases. They call them prisons, and then whenever they want, they'll take them out. They'll use them wherever they want. And some of them were brought into Afghanistan. And whether it's that group or another group that they create that calls themselves, gives themselves another Islamic title, this has nothing to do with Islam. And whoever carried it out has nothing to do with Islam. If the U.S. is there and Daesh or whatever other group, which is armed in the end by the CIA, by the U.S. administration, is doing this, this is all part of the same plot. We pray for many years, for too many years. Afghanistan has been a land of massacres, a land that has been filled with oppression. The USSR and the US had it as one of their battlegrounds, similar to Korea, to Indochina or Vietnam, and other locations. They had their struggles between the USSR and the US. One of the battlegrounds after the Islamic Revolution was in Afghanistan. And perhaps from before that, I'm not too familiar. I've read somewhat of that history. But unfortunately, I don't know too much to be able to confidently comment before that. But from that point onwards, we have seen that the people of Afghanistan have been oppressed one way or another by one oppressor like the USSR or the other like the US, overtly or covertly. This has been happening. And whenever the believers have tried to take control of their own matters in Afghanistan, again, covertly or overtly, Taliban was a covert operation. It was one of the, and Al-Qaeda and whatever you have there, these were all CIA-created entities to fight the USSR during that period. And when the believers actually defeated the USSR, they became these U.S.-backed through, unfortunately, the land outlet of Pakistan, the government in Pakistan, not the people in Pakistan, supported them and funded them. It was, again, the U.S. It was not the Pakistanis, and it might have been through the Saudis giving it to Pakistani government. But again, behind the scene, the puppet master, the real one, the brains behind it, the ones who funded it, the ones who planned it, are the Americans. So they created issues, they massacred people in Afghanistan in the name of, they made it sectarian. There's both sects of Islam, perhaps others, have been in Afghanistan. That has never been an issue. They've had intermarriages. They create this as a way of justifying why there's infighting for the outside views, and also they use those sectarian divides to create infighting between believers, and they're using those labels today as well. They're calling this a Shia killing, so you know, making it a sectarian. It has nothing to do with the different sects of Islam. All sects of Islam listen to the Prophet and to the Quran. The Quran and the Prophet say, the Quran says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةِ. The believers are all brothers. And فَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ or فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ. So you should try to bring your brethren together. And the Holy Prophet said in Hajjatul Wada' that whoever says أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ is a Muslim, his blood is respected, and all of you who say أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ are one hand. You are together, you work together, you support each other against those against you. In Afghanistan, all Muslimin should be together against the U.S. occupation, as the Muslimin were against the USSR occupation at the time when they were in the country. And of course, at that time too, the U.S. penetrated and infiltrated and got some of those Muslim groups. Unfortunately, they diverted, they deviated, they went towards the Americans, they worked under the Americans. Whoever works with the Americans and under the Americans is with the Americans. They're in hell with the Americans, the American administration. So there's nothing sectarian about this. Everything about it has the CIA and the U.S. government behind it, every bit of it. And so we hold the U.S. government accountable for the deaths of all these innocent girls. And we pray that the suffering of the people in Afghanistan ends, inshallah, soon. And whether anyone wants to accept this or not, we are told to have nusr for our brethren, to have to think well and to give advice. It's a responsibility. Whether they like to take it, they don't like to take it, they think it's right, they think it's wrong, that's their thing. But the only way to rid Afghanistan from its sufferings is for the Afghan people to unite based on Islam and kick any oppressor out. The U.S. needs to leave Afghanistan. The Afghan people can take care of themselves. They can govern their own country. Their differences are created by the shayateen. And the greatest shaitan is the U.S. government. They're the ones who create division between the various ethnicities in Afghanistan, the various sects and religious backgrounds in Afghanistan, between political parties and groups in Afghanistan. It's all if the brothers and sisters in Afghanistan realize that the U.S. is the great Satan. They're not there to help them. They all come together under that understanding and under the understanding that God's book and God's teachings, Islam, is what is going to help revive the country and bring prosperity to all in that country, and that instead of working with the Americans as some parties in Afghanistan, not the people in Afghanistan, some parties, some political figures are of that opinion and they think they should work with the Americans. Instead of that, listen to the Prophet and form the real alliance of wilayah with believers in believing countries like the Islamic Republic, like the people in Pakistan, like the people in Iraq, like the people in Syria. We all owe Afghanistan and the people of Afghanistan a lot. There's a lot of history. Muslimin from outside of Afghanistan should know that we owe Afghanistan a lot. The various scholars in whatever sect of Islam we're speaking of, various scholars that have provided guidance for the Muslim Ummah have come from that land, and they have contributed towards the development of the Islamic sciences and Islamic thought and the understanding of the Quran and Hadith, Shia and Sunni. And in terms of the recent developments, many believers from Afghanistan before the USSR invasion, when the war in Iran occurred and Saddam was unleashed by the West and the East to take apart the Islamic Republic, many Afghan brothers rushed to the battlefields in the early days. Again, they were not fleeing from an occupation. I gave that example just to make it clear. Some people think that there's because they had fled their country, they were already in Iran, it has something to do with it. It had nothing to do with that. It has to do with their belief and their desire to do jihad fi sabilillah, and their very correct understanding that Islam does not have boundaries. These ethnic boundaries, geographic boundaries, and so on are not limitations. They're not boundaries. They don't separate us. They rushed to the battlefields. In the early days of the war, I was watching a documentary last night, actually. Sharif Ahmad was his name, one of the first initial shuhada from Afghanistan. He came, the brother who was explaining, said he rushed to this country just for the war. This was in the early days of the war unleashed on the Islamic Republic, when they had come into crossed the Iranian borders. They had occupied Khurramshahr, as they call it in Farsi, or Muhammara in Arabic. And they had occupied the small town of Bustan. They had besieged the town of Susangird. And they were close to the major city, the capital of the province of Khuzestan. A group of 35 people went there bravely, and they defeated a whole fleet of Ba'athists at night with the help of Allah. Another example of كَمْ مِنْ فِئَةٍ قَلِيلَ غَلَبَتْ فِئَةً كَذَا. There's 35 people there that are engaged in this jihad fi sabilillah, and they went there not to come back. Like, this is it. It's 35 people with a few pieces of equipment, rifles and a couple of rocket launchers, not much really. And it's a whole fleet, tanks and all kinds of equipment, 35 people in the middle of the night. There's no return. They went there considering themselves dead, shaheed fi sabilillah. That's what. Out of the 35 people that were there, one of them is shaheed Sharif Ahmad, or Ashraf Ahmad. I think it's Sharif Ahmad from what I remember of the name. I don't know what part of Afghanistan he was from, but he was from Afghanistan. They went there. That's one situation where they left their country to defend Islam. At that time, their country was not even in that situation. Another situation is while their country was struggling with issues that the Americans had created and have created, when the situation in Syria came up, they realized the importance of that situation. And they went there and formed the Fatimiyun brigades, and they organized themselves for jihad fi sabilillah in Syria, defending the shrine of the Ahlul Bayt salamullah alayhim ajma'in. This shows basira, and if anybody understands the plot, the fitna in Syria, and what it was all about, and what the end goal with that and the creation of Daesh was, if you understand that was a threat to Islam as we know it, and then you realize who went there and fought at a condition where through the media, the picture that was being portrayed was such that it would not allow, it pushed people away from going and defending Islam. It caused people to think that it has nothing to do with Islam. There is a civil war, people are fighting each other over power, and so on and so forth. There's a government that has oppressed its people. There's lots of lies going out to confuse people, to deceive people, to cause them to have a misunderstanding of the situation and choose not to go there. In that context, you have these believers from Afghanistan from the early days, from the very early days, defending Islam. The haram of the Ahlul Bayt is haramullah. They say they call them defenders of the haram. Haram of the Ahlul Bayt. What is the haram of the Ahlul Bayt? Other than when Hussein gives his life for Allah, what haram does Hussein have other than haramullah? Those who went and defended the haram of the Ahlul Bayt, it wasn't those walls of the shrine of Bibi Zainab salamullahi alayha. That was a symbol. They defended Allah's religion. It was jihad fi sabilillah. When the enemies of Islam had concentrated their efforts with this very deep fitna, that they brought out people in the name of Islam to massacre people there, start in Syria, but go both ways, destroy Hezbollah in Lebanon, destroy the Mujahideen in Iraq, and destroy the Islamic Republic. That was the aim. And if that banner would have been brought down, then all of Islam would have been brought down. And again, the whole world would have been ruled by Tawgut and darkness. Would have gone back to the dark ages of the rule of Tawgut over the entirety of the earth. These believers were there. These are examples we owe the people of Afghanistan. And inshallah, we all... right now, with this situation, honestly, unfortunately, the only thing we can do is condemn. It's obviously, I mean, whoever doesn't can, even the worst people are at least superficially condemning it. No one can not condemn. These were girls. 50 young girls have been martyred in the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan. How many of them were fasting? Perhaps some of them were over the age of 9. They were fasting. La'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. People are condemning. This is the least that we can do. The enemies of Islam are coming. Yeah, we condemn. La'natullah alaykum. You don't condemn. You created that scene. We can talk about it. We can explain and analyze the situation. Blame the right people for this. It's the U.S. government that should be held accountable for this. Even with, put all that analysis that we put aside, the U.S. involvement in Afghanistan has destabilized it. If you went in there, you are responsible to create security for the Afghan people. You went there, insecurity, terrorist organizations, all of that has skyrocketed since your presence there. And without all the other analysis that we blame the U.S. for creating that, if you don't want to accept that, at least you should be willing to hold the U.S. government accountable for not providing security for the Afghan people. You went there, you destroyed infrastructure. You're present there. Under your eyes, weapons, these huge weapons, bomb, all of that is happening and you're present there. This is what we can do, and what we can do is make dua. اللهم إنا نشكو إليك فقد نبينا صلواتك عليه وآله وغيبة ولينا وقلة عددنا. They're going to use this to create further hatred between people. They want to use it. Inshallah, the people in Afghanistan have shown insight. They've shown wisdom. They realize that these are the enemies of Islam. But their plot is to use this for various purposes, partially to make people go at it, say, oh, you're Shia, this was Sunni, we're Shia, we're Hazara, you're this. None of that is the solution. The solution is that all the ethnic backgrounds and all believers from whatever school of thought in Islam they're coming for, grab a hold of وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. The rope of Allah is the Qur'an, is belief in Allah, is belief in the Qur'an, is belief in the Rasul, is belief in the Qibla. Come together based on those fundamentals. Go back to the Islamic teachings. work together, be together. Recognize the enemy is not amongst you. The enemy is the United States. If anybody works with them, it's again blamed on the US, not the person who cooperated with them. Main enemy is the US. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps the people in Afghanistan. And we hope that this suffering and these massacres every now and then you hear in Muharram one way, now in the month of Ramadan, different areas, different messages, different Husayniyas in Kabul, elsewhere in the country. We hope that we don't see any more of this. And we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan from the shayateen, from the abalis, from the shayateen of ins and jinn, inshallah. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq. Again, right now I don't see anything else that I can do. But we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to do something more than this, to be able to assist our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and other brothers and sisters. We have Muslimin are suffering globally. This is all because of the shayateen. In Myanmar, believers are suffering. In the Philippines, believers are suffering. In Indonesia and Malaysia, people are suffering. A lot of this stuff doesn't come on the media. When I was in Qom, I had contact with people from those areas. They're not in great condition. They're suffering. There's hardships, there's difficulties that they're dealing with. In Myanmar, there's the massacre. There's been, you heard that one on the media. In India, believers are suffering. In Pakistan, believers are suffering. In Kashmir, for so long, people have been suffering. Believers are suffering. In Bangladesh, one way. In Sri Lanka, another way. In Pakistan, another way. In Afghanistan. In Azerbaijan in another way, in Turkmenistan, all these countries, in Egypt one way, in Yemen, obviously this is in the media, but it doesn't mean that the believers in Egypt are living it up and they don't have any issues. The believers in Egypt are being silenced, they're being tortured, they've been suppressed after their revolution and what happened with that. Obviously, Palestine, Syria, Iraq, these are the countries, Bahrain, you hear. Wherever you look, Libya, look at the situation in Libya. Look at what's been happening in Libya, all because of the external shayateen. When they wanted, they supported Gaddafi, they wanted to take him out, they created a whole mess there, then military intervention, they called it, they came in, now they've put Turkey behind in the name of Islam. What is Turkey doing? Believers in Turkey are suffering because of what their government is doing. The government doesn't represent Islam. Trying to meddle, they're killing people. This Turkish government in the name of Islam is killing people in Syria, is killing people in Iraq, Kurds in its own country. The Muslimin, you have no right to do that. Causing issues for the Palestinians, having ties with Israel before any of these other countries started. There's always flights. If you've flown Turkish Airways, you know you get to the airport, there's a whole section, flights to Tel Aviv. La'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin. You talk about helping the Palestinian people? What hypocrisy is this? In the Bosnian War, the Islamic Republic sent a shipment of arms to the Bosnian people. They were helpless. The West unleashed the Serb, kuffar of Serb, because Serbs, there's Muslimin in Serbia as well. It's not the ethnicity, it's the government of Serbia and whoever joined them. They were unleashed. Like savages, they attacked Bosnian Muslimin. The Bosnians were not given anything, no support, no nothing. Read that history. The only country that supported all these people will talk about Islam. Saudi Arabia didn't help, Turkey didn't help, nobody helped. The only country that helped was the Islamic Republic. They sent people there, they sent shipments. Turkey not only did not help a shipment of arms to the Bosnian people, they hijacked in the Mediterranean. They hijacked a shipment of arms to the oppressed people of Bosnia for no reason. Of course, no reason. I mean, hijacking, there's no good reason. But if you want to hijack, why don't you cowards, hijack things from Israel? Hijack things from the U.S.? Hijack things even from Iran if they're going somewhere else. Hijacking a shipment of arms to the Bosnian people who need it to survive, to defend themselves. Wherever you look, Muslim countries or countries that have large populations of Muslimin, there's issues, there's problems. Believers are suffering. In Libya, in Tunisia, in Morocco, in other countries, in Tanzania, you have Muslimin, and the Israelis go and make a deal with the Tanzanian government. They have all Muslimin and non-Muslimin, of course, in Tanzania, all under their surveillance. They're controlling lives of people in Tanzania. Is this right? Is this good? In Sudan one way, in Ethiopia in another way, dividing the country up. Wherever you look, the Muslim world, Muslimin are suffering. And we say this is the month of Ramadan. Read this dua. Let's not forget, one of the things we have about the month of Ramadan is that this fast is to remind us of those who don't have the comforts that we have. We're sitting here. And physically, we're comfortable. We're in our homes. We're not being attacked. Alhamdulillah, funds are coming in. And good food, good homes, good roads, good cars, good everything. Let's not forget, for the majority of the Muslim world, this is what it is. It's torn apart. It's torn apart. Read this dua al-iftitah that we do together. Those last lines, Allahumma inna nashku ilayk, while we're burping from the meal we had because we're stuffed, and we say, Allahumma inna nashku ilayk. We're not really complaining because we don't feel like there's anything to complain about. Allahumma inna nashku means we're complaining, not complaining against God, we're complaining this is our situation. As Muslimin, feel a part of Muslimin of the world. Look at what's happening to the majority of us. The people of Yemen are being deprived, starved, bombed. People of Iraq one way, Bahraini believers one way, in prisons, tortured. Syrian people another way, in Egypt in a third way, in Bosnia in another way, in Kosovo another way, in Albania in a third way, in all these Muslim countries. Allahumma inna nashku ilayk faqda nabiyyina, our prophet that we all look up to, we don't have him to guide us. Wa ghaybata waliyyina, we are not privileged to see our wali that again leads us. Wa qillata adadina, our numbers, we're outnumbered by our enemies. وَشِدَّةَ الْفِتَنِ بِنَا, look at the severeness or severity of the fitnas against us. Ya Allah, we complain about this. وَتَظَاهُرِ الزَّمَانِ عَلَيْنَا, the time, everything is apparently against us. The media, we live here. We have trouble keeping our identity. We struggle with preserving our identity. And we have moved here, the Muslimin that moved to the U.S. one way or another, or those who became Muslim in these lands. We have our fitan here too. Physically, we're comfortable. But if we want to do what God wants us to do, again, we're suffering. The believers who are trying to do what God wants them to do here, to enlighten people, to remove ideological oppression in the lies that are fed to the people. You want to do the right thing? You're going to be suffering. We are suffering. We are suffering. We have hadith that The ones that were most mustad'af were the imams. Well, if you look, Imam al-Sadiq, salamullah alayhi, at his time, materially, there was, he had businesses, he had money, he had things. But he's the most mustad'af, yes. Istad'af doesn't mean Fatima al-Zahra was mustad'af. Didn't she have fadak before they took it away from her? She had that, but... Those who want to do what God wants, they're attacked most. So we complain about our situation to Allah, as we're told, the Imam of our time has told us about this, which is to recognize our difficult conditions and how our faraj is the faraj or the coming of the 12th Imam, Ajjalallah Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. That complaint that we make to Allah about our conditions is a complaint that will help us realize our need of our Imam, that will finalize our victory, and all these shayateen that are causing all these problems in their own countries and abroad against humanity, against the truth, against Islam, against Muslimin, against any innocent people that want to take things, their own matters into their own hands, use their own resources for their own prosperity. These shayateen can only be finally taken out completely from the rule of the world with the coming of the Imam of our time. And we pray for that. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to experience that era, that golden era of human development on earth, which is the final stage of human development. All these developments that you've seen is nothing compared to what we will see with the coming of the Imam, inshallah. We ask Allah to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us be His true and close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help all those who are helping His cause, protect all believers who are helping His cause. We hope that the believers that formed Fatimiyun for Syria, Allah gives them the tawfiq that they're able to... I know that the conditions are very difficult. It's very easy to say. Remember in Pakistan, the Zainabiyun that did the same from Pakistan. They went to Syria and they defended Islam, the shrine of the Ahlul Bayt. Upon their return, they didn't even form an armed group within Pakistan. As soon as they returned, they were gradually all rounded up and imprisoned by the military that takes orders from the US through the Saudis, unfortunately. In Afghanistan, the conditions are complex. The U.S. is present there. But we hope that in the near future, we see those believers and other believers joining them are able to create an armed movement that is Hizbullah, that is the party of God, as the Quran says, coming together with wilayah of Allah, and taking arms to defend Islam and the Muslimin, all the people of Afghanistan, with from whatever ethnic background they come from, and from whatever sect they are from, they're all Muslimin, they're all brothers. There needs to be an organized, armed group that is not connected to the Americans, that can provide security and peace and prosperity for the people of Afghanistan. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assists all the believers that are trying to assist in that way and help in that way, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help and protect all of our ulama, our maraja, and more so our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who have passed away. Ya Allah, grant all believers their hajat, their needs, their requests. Relieve all those who are suffering from hardships, difficulties, illnesses. Ya Allah, relieve the people of the world of the pandemic. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, last but not least, to relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabiya wa alih rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as salawat.